I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 64. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Dr. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today, we will continue looking at the quality of discernment, from the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Not only can we misjudge people, but we can also judge situations wrongly. This is one of the reasons why Jesus told us not to judge others. Jesus pointed out this problem to those who came to him asking him to prove he was who he claimed to be. While rightly dissenting some factors, they failed to see the greater event. Similarly, when disciplined by your dad, do you accuse him of not loving you? Or do you discern the reasons why he is correcting you and the greater purpose for his discipline? When you have a conflict with your friend, do you blame her alone, or do you ask God to show you your fault in the dispute? When devastating tragedy occurs, people often ask, "Why did God let this happen?" As you allow the Lord to teach you his perspective, you will begin to see his hand in these situations around you. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." What a privilege to study the rich truths of God's word. Hide them in your heart and apply them to daily life. These truths are priceless treasures, far above the value and beauty of rubies and diamonds. As you dig deeper into God's word, see who he is and allow him to work in you. Your life will be a radiant expression of his love. He will be glorified as his character is seen in you. We see examples of discernment in God's character in the following ways. God is the source of all wisdom and knowledge needed for discernment. God is able to see beyond man's outward actions to the thoughts and intentions of his heart. Before judgment, God establishes the facts about a person's heart. Jesus knew to reject evil and chose the good. Jesus could discern the true motivations behind the questions he was asked. Jesus helped his disciples identify the consequences of having violent and destructive reactions. The Holy Spirit freely gives the believer understanding into the deeper things of God. Now let's examine some ways God wants us to live out discernment daily. Before making a decision, do I thoroughly consider all the consequences that could result? How has God enabled me to understand his ways? How can I discern what is good? Instead of making superficial changes to my appearance, what inward changes does God want to make in my heart? How can I keep from rushing to judgment? Do I carefully examine what I am taught to ensure it agrees with the Word of God? How is my spiritual growth affected if I do not give heed to God's Word and learn to use it skillfully? Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and discernment to use for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the benefit of others, and to save ourselves a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of heartache. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it, for the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 13, or Romans rather 10, 9 through 13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Yeah.